AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The governor of Arizona, Doug Ducey, is lifting capacity restrictions at gyms, restaurants, and other businesses. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is defending his decision to lift restrictions, including ending a mask mandate.
The numbers are going in all the right direction, and so the state of Texas is not only a completely different situation, we are in a situation where it is safe to open up 100%.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says now is not the time to roll back restrictions.
The current numbers remain concerning. Cases and deaths are still too high and have now plateaued for more than a week at levels we saw during the late summer surge.
Stocks finished higher, the Dow up 572 points. A jump in hiring is fueling optimism about economic recovery. The AP's Sagar Magani reports it could be a problem for President Biden.
As he tries to push his massive virus relief package through Congress, the president's argued the economy needs big help. At a meeting with economic advisors, he said last month's surprisingly strong job gains were partly due to government aid in December.
Without a rescue plan, these gains are going to slow.
And later was told by Washington area bus driver Alma Williams, even those who still have jobs are struggling.
We had a time where we paid our bills on the first of the month, and now we're struggling to pay them on the 15th.
But Senate Republicans are rejecting the relief package, with Mitch McConnell arguing the jobs report shows a nation primed for a roaring recovery.
We are already on track to bounce back from this crisis.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The governors of California and Oregon are ordering all teachers to return to the classroom. Police in the St. Louis area say a man shot and killed his estranged wife and two of her children before leaving with the couple's baby, who was later found safe, and then killed himself hours later as officers closed in on him. This is AP News. The level of imported goods to the U.S. reaches an all-time high.
The Commerce Department says imports of goods, not including services, increased nearly $3.5 billion in January to a record $221 billion. Overall, the gap between the goods and services the U.S. sold and what it bought abroad rose nearly 2% to $68 billion. This trade data is the last to include a period covering the Trump administration, which started a trade war with China and imposed steel and other tariffs on American allies. Mike Hemp in Washington.
A police officer in Rochester, New York, has been placed on administrative duty after using pepper spray on a woman suspected of shoplifting who tried to escape with her three-year-old child in her arms. Video of the incident last month has been made public at a time when the Rochester Police Department is under scrutiny following the death last spring of Daniel Prude. Ed Donahue, AP News.